Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson, here now with a midday interview. I have two guests in the studio today from Thalian Association Community Theater to tell us all about Dolly Parton's musical 9 to 5. The Wilmington premiere of that was last night, and the show runs this weekend and next weekend. We'll give you all the details during the interview so you can get your tickets. Director Mike Thompson is here, and with him is one of the characters from the show, Violet, Heather Setzler. Thank you both for coming today. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Absolutely, Jamila. Thank you.
Great. This is based on the popular 1980 movie, right?
Yes.
And then Dolly Parton turned it into a Broadway musical?
She did, yes.
When was that?
In 2009.
Okay.
So it started out in L.A. and they moved it to Broadway.
And I understand that she did the music and the lyrics, but then for the script, she used the original screenwriter.
Yes, Patricia Resnick was the original. So a lot of the famous lines or jokes that are in the movie are actually in the Broadway musical as well.
Oh, that's good, because it was a wonderful film, really popular. Now, for the folks that didn't happen to see it, tell us the story.
Well, basically, it's a story of girl power, is what I like to say. There are three women who work in an office, and they all have they come from kind of three distinct walks of life. One is the boss's secretary, and she is hit on a lot by the boss. Another wants to be in management and has worked for years and years and years and kind of seems to hit that glass ceiling and can never be promoted. And then a third is just starting out in the work world and has never had a job before and doesn't know what she's doing and is trying to find her self-confidence. And so they basically have the same boss, who is very egotistical and misogynistic and just not at all a good guy to work for. And they get fed up and they kind of take matters into their own hands.
Oh. Now, those roles that were made famous in the film, Dolly Parton played the role of, what's her character's name?
Doralee.
Doralee, and she was the secretary for the
yes.
bad guy. All right.
Yes.
And then your character, Violet, which one is she?
She is the one who is trying to work her way into management,
okay.
wants to be the boss.
And that was played in the film by?
Lily Tomlin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And then the third character?
Is Judy, who was played in the movie by Jane Fonda, and Beth Swindell plays this character.
Okay. Now, who plays the nasty boss?
Timothy Mills.
Yes. Tell us about Timothy Mills. How's he doing with this part?
He is amazing. He's wonderful.
It's fun to be bad.
Yes. And he's enjoying every minute of it.
Well,
he's
so funny because he's never bad. He's just the sweetest, nicest guy you could ever meet, and he always plays very sweet and nice characters, and now he has to be just... he's just icky. He's just,
That must be so much fun.
Oh, it is. We laughed a lot.
That's great. Heather, tell us a little bit more about your part and what it's been like to bring this character to life. What's been difficult about it? What's been fun about it?
Everything's been fun about it. I love her. Lily Tomlin, just in general, if we start there, is fantastic in the role. So I, of course, want to try to honor that in my portrayal of Violet. But I just love the character because I think even though we've certainly made strides in the past 30 years with women getting a lot more equality in the workplace, I think anyone really can still relate to maybe feeling underappreciated at work or not getting to where you think you need to be or deserve to be. And so
still not getting equal pay.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. So it echoes times now as well. But she's feisty and she knows what she wants and she's going to go get it. And she delivers all the sly one-liners, and she just kind of, I feel very connected to her. I feel like we're not that far removed from each other. So she's been a great character to play. What has been difficult, maybe, I think, for all the girls is we get thrown around a lot in this show.
You do. Now, I remember that the boss gets strung up and he gets thrown around a lot.
Does.
But you get thrown around,
we
too.
We do. Well, and all in a choreographed style because we do a lot of fun dance numbers where the girls are always being lifted up because that's what we're trying to do. Basically, the whole movie is be lifted up. So you see a lot of us, I climb a tower of men to earn my title as CEO and that kind of thing. So, but it's, it's been difficult. I don't think a lot of the cast, including myself, has been used to that kind of trapezery, if that's a word.
That sounds like a good word. Now, who's the choreographer?
That's Mary Beth Henderson, and she's been amazing. We've got some non-dancers in the cast is the best way to put it, and she has worked wonders with them. And I think they could, you know, easily go off to Dancing with the Stars if they wanted to. At this point, so.
That's such an adventure for a non-dancer to take on a role.
They've been working so hard.
I wondered if all three of the leads in this, that the three women have to be triple threats. Do you all have to sing and dance and act?
We all definitely have to sing and act. We do a lot of stylized movement. We don't do big, big, big dance numbers. The ensemble pretty much backs us up the most part, and then we stand out front and do our thing.
All right.
Yeah, they have more powerful, I call it in rehearsal, park and bark moments where they
park
just stand
and
sing these amazing ballads and amazing pieces of music. So
great. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with director Mike Thompson and actress Heather Setzler. They are part of the wonderful group of people about to bring us, or already are bringing us as of last night, Dolly Parton's musical 9 to 5. And if you saw the 1980 movie and loved it, I understand that the stage version with the music added is great fun.
Yes.
Music direction by Amanda Hunter and choreography by Mary Beth Henderson. Speaking of Amanda Hunter and the music, is there a full orchestra for this, or a couple of pieces, or what have you got?
We have a full 10-piece orchestra, so it's amazing.
Yeah.
It sounds really, really good. Yes.
Oh, nice. Now, you're on the main stage of Thalian Hall, and the show opened last night at 8, and it runs tonight and tomorrow at 8, and Sunday afternoon at 3, then runs again next week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8, and Sunday at 3, all on the main stage of Thalian Hall. Let's see what else we can say about this show. Mike, what's been challenging for you? Are you a real experienced director? Is this fairly new for you?
It is my first main stage production in Wilmington. I'm fresh off of three of the TACT productions, which is the Children's Theater, last season. And then the hometown that I grew up in, I've directed a few shows with the Henderson Rec Players back in Henderson, North Carolina. But it has been a joy. My three leading ladies, Heather, Mary Beth, and Beth, are just amazing. They've made my job so easy. They come in, and then Tim as well. We laughed a lot in rehearsals. We really did. It's such a fun show.
I read an article, was it in Encore or was it in the Star News, about when you were casting and you and Tom Briggs were inside and you'd peeked out in the lobby area and seen who was there to audition, and you saw this wonderful blonde woman and you thought, oh my God, I hope she can sing.
Yes.
And she ended up playing the Dolly Parton role.
She did, yes. She came dressed to get that part.
Yes.
And I mean, it was, she came in and I literally looked at Tom and I said, I really hope she can sing. And she came in and she could sing, and then she could act as well. So it was, everything fell in place. So.
Oh, that's great. Heather, you have gone show to show to show this summer.
I've been very lucky.
You've been in like all the Opera House theater shows.
Yes.
Basically. Yeah, every single one.
Well,
you?
Except for Hello Dolly.
Okay.
Yes.
That's right. And then into Thalian Association now. You just can't get enough of that singing and dancing.
Well, I know.
But we can't get enough of you either.
Well, and I appreciate that. And sometimes I wonder if, you know, people would ever get tired of it. But I don't get tired of it. And I'm just so blessed that people keep giving me opportunities to continue to be on stage. And I'm not wearing out my welcome just yet.
I don't see how you could, because when I think about the range of roles that you've done, I picture you in the difficulty and the depth of passion. And you had to show as Aldonza in Man of La Mancha. And then you go to the role you had in Anything Goes, where you were just kicking up your heels and you had your curly hair and you were dancing around. I mean, the range of the roles that you had done is phenomenal. A lot of people that don't know you personally might not even realize it's the same actress from show to show. So, and I'm glad you're spreading your talent around town and doing
I haven't done a Thalian show since 2006. You know, life happens and things didn't work out, but I saw that they were doing 9 to 5. And I remember as a child watching the movie, whether that was appropriate or not, I don't know. But
we'll call your mom and talk to her about
that. Exactly. I don't think I understood some of the nuances, but I just remember loving the theme song and just thinking it was such a hoot. And then to see that it was a musical and that Wilmington was doing it, I thought, oh gosh, Lily Tomlin, Violet, all of that. I got to at least try. So.
Is that the role that really appealed to you?
It did, absolutely.
She's born to play it. She's amazing, amazing.
Sounds like you got all the right people for the show.
I did. It turned out to be a perfectly cast show.
Yeah, so. And so many people have told me that that's the great key to directing is if you get the right cast.
Yes.
you know, a lot of your work is not done for you, but it sets
easier.
You up.
It's definitely
it's easier. Yeah. Yeah. The show is 9 to 5, Dolly Parton's musical, and it opened last night. It runs tonight and Saturday night at 8 and Sunday at 3. Next weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3 on the main stage of Thalian Hall. You might want to get your tickets early for this one. The box office phone number at Thalian Hall is 910-632-2285. You can also go to thalian.org or you can go to etix.com. It's easy, any way you want to cut it.
Just do it.
There you go.
Just do it.
Oh, there she goes. All right. Mike Thompson, Heather Setzler, thanks for taking time out of your busy days to be here and talk to our listeners about this great show.
Sure thing.
Thank
it was my
you.
Pleasure.
Thank you for being
here. All right.
For, thank
for
having
you.
Us.
Thank you for being here. Well, thank you, Mike.
Yes,
thank
exactly.
you for being here.
No, Mike, thank you for being here.
Oh, no, no. Yes. Thank you. This is WHQR.